SLB Radio in Pittsburgh presents From There to Here. Stories of men and women born in other countries who now live in Pittsburgh.
I was born in Zambia.
In Chile.
Taiwan.
I moved to the U.S. from Iran when I was 11 years old.
In Turkey, military service is compulsory. Every young man has to serve. And there is no age limit. You cannot run away from it.
When I was growing up, my mom's parents lived with us in the same house. It's very common in Ukraine. And my dad's parents.
The good part of being an immigrant is that you meet people from all over the world, which are in the same situation as you.
On this episode, Kara Timsina. Kara was born in Bhutan. In his childhood, he recalls working on his parents' farm. Kara's family was forced out of Bhutan and placed in a refugee camp in Nepal before being relocated to the United States. Kara finds something in Pittsburgh that reminds him of being home in Bhutan. And you'll hear him describe what that is. Here's Kara's story.
My name is Kara Timsina. I was born in a small country called Bhutan in October of 1969. It's a mixed feelings of both good and bad. Hardships were there, but then it was also adventurous. I spent my childhood days in a village. I had to walk 30 to 40 minutes to go to school. The school was from kindergarten to the fifth grade. On a typical day, I would be working in the farm, helping my parents clearing weeds, sometimes preparing to transplant crops, and then eat food in a hurry and rush to school. After the school, again, I would walk back and then have my snacks, go into the field, help parents, come back in the evening again, do my homework, sleep, and then the next day begins the same way. Bhutan still has a king, and king decides everything, or whatever he said would become the law. So there were some four different races of people living there, and the king decided to send us out. The king did not want people looking like me, speaking a different language, live in the country. The king wanted only one kind of people should live in a country. But here, or many different countries, they welcome a lot of people from other countries. Yes, there are so many people, and so many people bring a lot of different cultures, making a country very beautiful. But Bhutan did that opposite. So that rule of the government sent me out of the country. That is how I landed up in a refugee camp, lived in the camp for 17 years. When it rained, the rain would fall straight to your face or chest at night. And if a strong wind came, we would be going out to hold the roof in the storm. Otherwise, the storm will blow away your house, your roof. It was very terrible. I always wanted to go back to my country, but Bhutan never wanted to take us back. So when I realized that I wouldn't be able to go back to my country, I had to think, plan. 1 year, U.S. government announced that they would offer 60,000 of people like me to come to the United States. Some 7-8 countries offered help. So I chose United States of America. I applied. They screened me health-wise, my criminal background check, everything. And when everything was fine, I could come here in the country. The first people I met were the staff working at resettlement agencies, and they were very nice. They tried their best to make us feel comfortable. I lived in New York City for about 8 months, and then I decided to relocate. I was struggling, where should I go? Should I go to Texas? Should I go to Beaumont or somewhere? I chose Pennsylvania and especially Pittsburgh. Particularly, I wanted these small hills around. I love these hills because I grew up in a hilly country. I thought all people would be white in America. I did not know that there was a system of bringing a lot of people outside America. Even people would come with student visa, work visa, for so many other reasons, businesses. I had expected that America would be far cleaner than where I lived. It is clean, but not to the degree I had expected. I also had in my mind that it's a very safe place. No people would fight or kill. But I see that things happen here also, a lot of shootings. And my impression was, oh no, whether it is America or Bhutan or Nepal, is that the people are the same. Things happen everywhere. Education systems are far better here for kids. They have a very good environment. They don't have to undergo extreme weather conditions like our kids did there. Health-wise, you have far better technology in the medicine to keep you healthy. So you have easy access to doctors and hospitals, which we did not have. These are some of the things that I find better, far better.
This episode is based on interviews conducted by Emily, Isla, and Vivian from Winchester Thurston School. To learn more about SLB Radio, visit slbradio.org.